Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit more about the connection between ADHD and dyslexia and how I see it. I've just recently read a new study that was released last year that I hadn't seen. And it's a question I get a lot is does this podcast help those with ADHD and dyslexia, and how does it all work? So let's dive in. I love having a chat about this topic. So here we go. Okay, so as I mentioned in the intro, I get a lot of questions about ADHD. I get people saying, I wish there was a podcast like The Truth About Dyslexia for those with ADHD. And realistically, you know, I have ADHD. A lot of what I'm talking about and sharing is across the general neurodiversity spectrum of those two things, dyslexia and ADHD. They go hand in hand. You know, in my personal opinion, there's bigger connections than we are aware of at this point. I also, you know, my kind of feel about both of them as a starting point is that when scientists or psychologists or, you know, the people that were looking into these things found them and named ADHD and dyslexia, they named them from the point of view of what they could see in the real world. What was the outcomes that they saw? So with dyslexia, reading, writing, and spelling is how dyslexia meets the world directly. You know, it's the direct output that's noticeable by someone, a psychologist, for example, that's watching. So it's easy to kind of put a ring around that and bucket that into one place and not really look at the deeper stuff. You know, if you think back in the day, you know, 50, 70, 80 years ago, there was a lot more limited access to research around the world. There was a lot more limited science and technology. They had to work with what they had. So I'm not here to slate these people. This was a stepping stone to get to where we are today. But if, for example, say ADHD and dyslexia had not been discovered, and we're sitting in 2040, you know, if we're sitting, say, even 10, 15 years in the future, we're getting so smart with how we're looking at all this stuff, you know, maybe, just maybe ADHD and dyslexia would have a much closer friendship. Maybe they would even be the same thing, but with different ways they appear in the world. And I've really believed this. And, you know, when you believe something, you look for studies that back up your thinking. You know, that's the whole point of a hypothesis. My hypothesis is the connection between the two is much closer than we think. But it hasn't really been proven, is what we're seeing. You know, a study I read on Science Daily, which came out of Scotland. This was back in 2022, October 20th, and I'll put a link in the podcast notes. Look what happens when I try and read something while I'm actually podcasting. And this study involved 50,000 adults that had been diagnosed with dyslexia and 1 million that hadn't. So they took those two samples and they were basically doing gene research to try and find what genes matched these people that were different to the sample of 1 million people. Now, I'm not going to go into the deep detail, but in essence, they found 42 significant variants that they could kind of pull together and say, these genes seem to have an effect on dyslexia or seem to be common in those that are being diagnosed. So that's the first really interesting thing. So, you know, gosh knows what they're going to do with all this technology and stuff long term. There's going to be so many interesting questions on how people do it, because if I'm honest, even with all the troubles I've had in my life, I wouldn't want my genes to change in any other way, if that makes sense. I love who I am. It took a long time to get here over the years, but wouldn't have it any other way. Now, the other big thing and what really interests me on here is that they cite the crossover of so many of these genes with people that have ADHD as well. So the 42 that they found, they don't cite the exact number in here, but they said there was a very large noticeable crossover with those with ADHD. And as we would all know, that if you've got ADHD or dyslexia, they say you're 50% more likely to have the other diagnosis as well, which is interesting, right? And now it's being backed up by studies, you know, genomic studies. And it's only going to get deeper as, you know, my belief is with, you know, AI becoming a real tool of scientists, helping them find patterns and other stuff, who knows how quickly this is all going to become clearer in the eyes of the world. You know, like I think it's really important, because the challenge we have with dyslexia and the way it's diagnosed versus ADHD is they're quite different. ADHD and ASD or autism can get diagnosed together. It's an interesting process if you've been through it. And then you've got dyslexia, which is done by, you know, a different type of diagnosis process using, you know, it's a lot more, as you can imagine, there's a lot more reading, testing and other questions that are asked because it's seen so differently. But more and more across the board, if I'm chatting to someone with dyslexia, I see a lot of tones of ADHD. If I'm chatting to someone with ADHD, there's a lot of tones of dyslexia. And there's a lot of, you know, I'm like everyone, I watch people on TikTok, I watch people on Instagram and what they're doing. And you see, you know, ADHD influencers talk about dyslexic traits. You see dyslexic influencers talk about ADHD traits. And I'm not here to shame anyone, I'm not going to mention anyone, but you know, you see the understanding in the market is very limited. It's very, very limited, because when I say the market, I guess the people that are trying to help. Everyone, I think, has a pretty good intention to help others, but the knowledge gap is low. And so, you know, I guess what I'm saying to anyone out there who maybe has been diagnosed with dyslexia, especially, or ADHD, but thinks, you know, they're the other as well, is you probably, to a point, can self-diagnose a lot of this online. Some of the quizzes, we've got one on truthaboutdyslexia.com. There's a bunch of things out there. Take two or three of them. Don't take one. Don't just take ours. Take two or three others and see where you fit. And it's more likely an average of what you come out as. That will be real, right? That's pretty true. But if you can see that you may have more than one neurodiverse angle, which is quite possible, it's highly likely in many people, not everyone, and everyone will have slightly different levels of each of these things, you know, it could help answer a few questions. And what I'd also say is the stuff that helps dyslexics that I speak about helps those with ADHD as well. You know, a lot of the crossover, there's a lot of crossover in these challenges. And it's the reason I speak about it so openly and share my story, is that the people that can relate to how I'm thinking, how my mind is working and what I'm talking about, it's likely going to help them. You know, some of the stuff I'm going to do might just seep into their life, however they are seen. And the other thing as well, what I'm noticing in kids these days is the diagnosis rates are higher than they've ever been, but they're still remarkably low. And, you know, people go, oh, well, that just says it's not as big as you think. And realistically, that's actually not true. The issue is people can't get diagnosed. Like, I'm in New Zealand. We have a pretty good public health system, private health system that work together. And there are people that can't get diagnoses for 6, 12, 18 months. And some of this is in the private system, not just the public system, which is kind of like our healthcare, kind of like our Medicare in the US and so forth. But it's because they're basically prioritizing who's the worst hit, or they have the worst hit, they think, and they're letting the others kind of not disappear, but go by the wayside. I'm also noticing teachers as well. Not, you know, some are really amazing. Don't get me wrong, there are some amazing teachers. But there's also a lot that haven't really had much experience with dyslexia and ADHD. You know, they don't have that knowledge of what it really shows up as. It's why girls get missed so much. And so what's happening at a school level, in my opinion, and again, this is from what little I know, is people are just not being seen. And because the neurodiverse mind, dyslexic, ADHD in this case, we're so good at hiding our problems. You know, we're so good at pretending we are normal. You know, I heard another story the other day of a kid getting through to being 9, not knowing how to read, and just being so good at pretending and picking up on what other kids said and watching movies that they pretty much got through to 9 without being picked up. How insane is that? And they'd learned to, you know, technically read some things just by shape, but they couldn't read at all. They had this, they were very, very good in certain places. And so, like, you know, these are little stories. It's not saying this is across the board, but it's very common, right? And so there's this huge group of people that are not being diagnosed, and they're finding out late in life. A lot find this podcast because of it. But this dyslexia ADHD crossover is something to investigate in your own life. So if you've maybe think you're just, you've gone through the dyslexic diagnosis, how does ADHD show up? There's a great video, if you go to the truthaboutdyslexia.com blog, that I always ask people to watch from Understood around ADHD. And it gives you a real feel for what ADHD could be in your life. And it really gets through some of the common misconceptions. And I found it hugely valuable when I saw it, and I've shared it a lot because it's just so, you know, it's clear. It's quite long. If you can't get to the end of the video and you get bored before the end of it, it could help also show you a sign of ADHD in your life as well. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share. And I'm just excited that they're starting to do more and more studies of genes, where things are starting to show up, where they're starting to see this ADHD dyslexia connection being more than just, that's an interesting coincidence. Maybe there is more to this, like these hypotheses are actually being looked at. You know, and again, don't get me wrong, there's not a lot of these, research centers are actually putting it out there saying, maybe these need to be recategorized. I can't even see that happening in the near term, but you just never know. You know, I've followed a couple of ADHD researchers, and they want to change the phrase for ADHD because it's not actually a very accurate term now that they know what they know. But changing that in the world and society, it's hard, right? When it's so instilled, it's very, very hard to make that change. So touch wood, here's a shout out. If you think you've got dyslexia or ADHD, go have a look, do some research if you haven't been tested. It's worth even just really discovering on your own. It's really a powerful starting point in your journey. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.